Just a warning, if you're eating right now, we're about to talk about colonoscopies. So yeah. Raven has been so stressed about getting his first colonoscopy.
Right.
Yeah. For months, you kept saying, what if I can't make it to work? What if I'm not okay?
Right.
I love colonoscopies. I think they're I have had about, I would say like three of them in my lifetime.
Yeah. Okay.
And I look forward to them. I find them cleansing. I find them, the sleep that you get in there seems so refreshing. I don't know. I don't find anything wrong with it. I feel like the first time I went, I remember I said to them, I go, you know, I usually, like, I have a high, like I need a lot of medicine to make things work.
And okay.
I don't even remember the rest of the sentence.
To fall asleep.
Yeah.
Right, to be anesthetized.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I thought like maybe they had to give me more. I was like warning them. And then the next thing I know, I was asleep.
Why did you need so many? I mean, at your age, three of them.
I've got IBS issues. We don't need to go into too much detail about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing that terrified me is my wife had had one before. Mm-hmm. And she had had a really bad experience, not only with the prep beforehand, but after too. Like, I guess they left a bunch of air in there, and she ended up in the ER the next day after we ate with like severe abdominal pain.
Yeah.
And they basically were like, yeah, walk it off for 3 days. So I was worried about that. But I honestly was like, you know, I was nervous about work, but I planned on going the entire time. The prep was not fun. I mean, that is not, I guess that there's, you know, like there's one that you could just drink, but this one had like a ton of pills and then you drink water with it. So it's 12 pills the first day, 12 pills the second day. Yeah. And the first day you can have like a breakfast, like a light breakfast with like light eggs and stuff like that. And then that's it. And oh my gosh, I could not leave my living room. Thank God the bathroom is like 6 feet from the living room because it was quite a process over the last, you know, couple days or whatever, warming up to it. You're I don't know what it is too. The second somebody tells you you can't have a meal,
yes,
you immediately get starving.
Oh my! Like when you have to go for like blood work and you can't eat after midnight.
Oh my god! And it's like
11:45. I'm
like
shoving a burger down my throat. Right.
Right.
I'm like, let me just eat real quick. I'm not gonna make it.
You would right. I don't know what happens, but the mind triggers, and so and through the process, I felt like my wife was eating more. Like, but she was just eating. Like, she was just trying to, you know, have her sustenance to survive over 2 days. And she wasn't eating stuff that I liked, but I'd be like, what's up with those tacos? Mm-hmm. I'd be all in her business, even stuff that I didn't enjoy.
So let's get to the actual procedure. Did you feel like did you get the good sleep?
So I go in and, you know, they check me in and all that stuff. And when you go in for something like this, I mean, it's somewhat embarrassing. So you want to be kind of incognito, right? You know, and just take it easy.
Why?
And everybody was super nice.
It's a medical
and I'm talking
procedure.
To them. No, but just, I mean, it's still kind of embarrassing. I mean, somebody's going to shove a camera up your
butt. I know what happens.
Right,
I know what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
So I go there and, you know, I'm going through the process. Okay, strip down, you know, I put on the gown, all that stuff. I'm in the bed and I'm waiting there for like 45 minutes.
Did
the
you have
IV's
to put on
in.
The weird socks? Like,
yes.
They're terrible.
I almost kept them for you, but you say they're terrible, but you say you steal them every time you go.
No, they're cool to wear at like your house when no one can see you, but in the hospital, I feel like it just takes your courage down three notches.
I have the socks on. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of leaving my underwear on when I put on the gown because every other doctor's appointment, they tell you to leave it on.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be the weirdo. Doc comes in to check me out. He's like, yeah, you're going to have to take those off. He's like, I can still do it, but it'll be much more challenging.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. They wheel me in, and just as they're about to give me the injection for the wonderful nap that you've been talking about, I roll over on my side. So I'm exposed here. The back is open again.
Yeah.
And that's when the anesthesiologist goes, hey, are you part of that show? Because I was wearing my Anna and Raven mask.
Why would you do that, Raven?
And she's like, big fan.
Good.
Big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you're really going to know the ins and outs.
That's disgusting. All right.